Call the meeting to order at 5:35 officially.
Sounds good.
Okay. And then I will go ahead and ask for an approval of tonight's board agenda. Do I have a first?
I'll move to approve tonight's board agenda.
I'll second.
The first and I have a second. Any discussion?
Discussion items at El Centro.
I'm going to go to the roll call vote then. Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Dixie? No one else joined, right? Okay, motion passes with 3 roll call votes. Any public comment, Mr. Anderson? I think you said no.
No public comment.
And then I don't think there's any in San Bernardino as well. So then we can go right into the board discussion items. Board members, we're technically supposed to put public hearing and then offer a public hearing and give opportunity for the public to weigh in on our budget as well as our LCAP. And then we can go ahead and move it into an agenda action item at this point. So I included the budget again. There are no changes from the last one that you approved. We just have to have it approved at the same meeting that our LCAP budget is approved on. That is why it's being demonstrated or shown to you again. I also included the Ballington El Centro LCAP. It probably looked very, very similar to the one that we showed at our last meeting for San Bernardino. Again, it is based on a template by the California Department of Education. They added a lot more this year. So what used to be a very short LCAP has now turned into hundreds and hundreds of pages. So much like I think everything has done this year. Mr. Anderson, I'm going to just turn it over to you to talk a little bit about your survey results.
Yes.
Surveys are a really big piece of the LCAP because we have to have input from multiple, they no longer call them stakeholders anymore, but basically multiple groups. So I will turn it over to you, Mr. Anderson, to give an overview of your survey results.
Great. Which one are we looking at first? Parent or student?
I believe, let me look at how I put it in the board packet.
I think it's parent first.
I think I did parent first.
Right. Okay. And you know, I mean, we really have, you know, since we've gone into, I just want to, you know, point out that, you know, during the pandemic, we were able to go to one-to-one ratio with Chromebooks and things of that nature. And then we adopted Google Docs and Google Documents. And, you know, it really did open our eyes a little bit about the way we could survey people. So I'm very pleased to say that we put out a lot of surveys this past year for a lot of things to find out, you know, to get parent input and think what they're thinking. You know, we'll continue this as the year goes on next year. So I'm really excited about that. So I really was happy, you know, this is me learning as well. I've got to deepen what I do. So I really appreciated the opportunity to work with my staff to put together surveys and to get them out there. So here we go. What do you got, Ms. Doreen? What do you got?
So parent survey first. And if we could go to page 67. And Mr. Anderson, I just included your PowerPoints.
Yes, and I've got it right here, so I'll go with it. Go slide by slide, and I'll go through them. It's real quick. Okay. Got to go to the next one.
Next slide.
Wait a minute. That's no. We're on a student survey. I'm sorry. You said parent.
Sorry, student.
All right. Now with the student survey, you know, with the parent survey, I included most all of the questions. With the student survey, we had a lot of questions and there were many, so I extrapolated a lot of information. And with regard to the data, there were two different things: all of the time, yes, all of the time, or most of the time. So I combined them to represent a percentage of. So with the question of, are you happy to be at the school? 80% of the surveyed students are happy all or most of the time, with the majority saying, yeah, all the time we're happy. So that's good data. Next slide. The question was, do you feel you like you're part of the school? And 77% of surveyed feel part of the school all or most of the time, which again, the greater number is saying all the time. So I think that's good data. Do you feel proud to belong to school? I really appreciated this. 87% of the surveyed students feel proud to belong to Ballington all or most of the time, with 63% saying all of the time. Are the students at school motivated to learn? 77% of surveyed students feel motivated to learn most and all of the time. I'm going to hit them up on this next year. I just want to point out, because I want to hold into that and say more. Do teachers treat students fairly at the school? I was happy with this because 80% of surveyed students believe that teachers treat them fairly all or most of the time. With regard to teachers and other grown-ups at the school caring about you, 87% of the surveyed students believe teachers and adults at the school care about them all or most of the time. And that's good data. With regard to teachers and grown-ups at the school telling you when you do a good job, 83% surveyed students say teachers will tell them when they do a good job. And that's good. Of course, I want 100% all the time. I just want to point that out too. With regard to do you get to do interesting activities? I'm going to call them on this because 79 students say they do interesting things at school all or most of the time. 20% say yes, some of the time. So, you know, when you get down to that, that's a 90% of the time that students are feeling like, yeah, okay, there are interesting things going on. I wanted to highlight that. Do the teachers and other grown-ups at school listen when you have something to say? 86 surveyed believe they are listened to most of the time by teachers and other adults. With regard to believing that teachers and other grown-ups at the school believe that you can do a good job, 93 of surveyed students believe teachers and staff believe they can do a good job, with 71% saying all the time. So that's very good data. And I want to point out with this survey too, that this is just the third through sixth grade. This is not kinder through. We felt it was if we targeted a little bit more on the age that had a little bit more deeper understanding of what we were asking for. Do the teachers and other grown-ups at the school make effort to get to know you? 74 surveyed believe teachers make an effort to get to know them all or most of the time, when 24 believe they do some of the time. So that's 98% reality. And I wanted to highlight that too. Teachers and other grown-ups at the school want you to do your best. 86% believe teachers want them to do their best. And that's good data. Do teachers and other grown-ups at the school treat students with respect? 92% of surveyed students believe they are treated with respect by teachers and staff, with 72% saying all of the time. So I think that's a good data as well. Does your school teach students to feel responsible? 85% of surveyed students say that they're always or most of the time taught to be responsible for how they act. That's good because we're holding them accountable behaviorally and everything else. So. Does your school teach students to care about each other and treat each other with respect? 94% of surveyed students believe Ballington teaches students to care for each all or most of the time. That's good. Do the teachers and other grown-ups make it clear that bullying is not allowed? 92% of surveyed students believe teacher and adults always or most of the time make it clear bullying is not allowed. I appreciate that. Are you nice to other students? 97% of our students said that they believe they are always or most of the time nice to other students. And I can vouch for that. They really are. 99% of parents strongly agree that Ballington promotes academic success for all. 100% of parents surveyed believe staff treat all students with respect. I think that's a good indication of a school. 92% of parents agree rules are clearly communicated to students. 91% of parents surveyed believe the school encourages students to be challenged. 90% of parents surveyed believe the school provides opportunities for students to make a difference. 89% of surveyed parents believe they are well informed about school events. We will work about that next year even more and more because I'm 100%. 99% of surveyed parents agree Ballington is an inviting place to learn, with 75% of them saying strongly agree. 97% of surveyed parents agree Ballington welcomes parents' input. 93% of parents surveyed believe the school communicates respect of all. 97% of parents surveyed agree Ballington equally enforces rules for all students. That's a nice indicator. 98% of surveyed parents agree that Ballington is a safe place for their children. 96% of parents agree the main office promptly responds to parent inquiry. 94% of parents agree Ballington motivates students to learn. 95% of surveyed parents believe Ballington has a supportive learning environment. 96% of parents surveyed agree adults at the school really care about the students, which 76% strongly agree. 92% of parents surveyed believe Ballington clearly teaches rules and expectations. And there you go. You know, I think, and again, I want to point out that we had about, at the time of this survey, maybe 200 and something students with about maybe 180 parents. So we had about 91%, 91 to 93 parents do this survey. So that's almost half the population of the school. So I feel it's a very good indication. You know, we really were able to get about 50%. So again, I do think it's a good indication, but again, I always hope to get 100%. So we'll work on that next year.
Well, the numbers really speak to you know, such a positive culture. You know, it's very consistent in terms of, you know, a culture of respect and learning and, you know, all the good stuff. And so that's really wonderful. And I was noting how many people were responding, you know, in the student ones, it said like, I don't know, from 105, 107, 108, 109.
That again, I want to point out that was 100% of the children surveyed.
I figured it was because you got them there, right?
Yeah, so they were held captive.
but then to see, you know, over 90 of the parents, I mean, that to me is incredible. Like, you know, that kind of participation, because you don't have them captive, you know.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'll tell you something, you know, it is an indication, because it has been a very rough 2.5 years, you know, to come through this all and make it to the end of the year and be like, okay, we're all on board. So I'm very thankful and appreciative of my parents and my children. And again, you know, we'll even reach out more next year. So that's my goal as well. So I don't want you to think I'm done. I'm not. Okay.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. Thank you for presenting that.
I appreciated the high percentage of parent response rate, because I know normally I think we jump up and down if we get 25 to 30% back. So definitely built, hats off, definitely great response rate for parents. My goodness.
That was one of my personal goals, you know, and thank God for my front office, Ms. Cassandra and Ms. Dora as well, to help me put these surveys together and reach out to the parents. I can't speak highly enough of them and everything they do to deepen what I do, you know, and that was one of my goals, and they knew it. And we worked hard, you know, to actually, I think we did like 7-8 surveys this year, which was great, and got some very good input.
I know you appreciate the new technology, because I remember when we thought about years ago trying to do surveys, and we're like, paper people, how are we going to do that? How are we going to collect it all? So my guess is parents appreciate the new technology as well.
Definitely. It really is a, you know, something. And I was born in the 50s, so I'm just going to claim my truth.
Board members, do you have any questions on the surveys or anything? I know we talked a lot about the budget the last time, or on the LCAP before we officially closed the quote unquote public hearing for those two items.
I don't.
Okay, hearing none, I'll move to the local indicators report. And this again is information item. As we shared at our last, when we presented San Bernardino, it is self-reported. It does follow, again, another California Department of Education's template. And away we have to, and again, it's another required report. Overall, El Centro rates extremely high in the areas of their local indicators, such as if we're offering a broad course of study, some of the instruction, some of the teacher feedback, and as well as the student feedback, as you had seen through the parent surveys most recently presented. Any questions again on the local indicators report? That's more of an information item than anything.
No, thank you.
Hearing none, I'm going to move forward to the next agenda item. And these are actual action items at this point. So board members, if I can have an approval for the minutes of June 21st, if I can have a motion.
I make a motion to approve those minutes.
Denise, I'll second.
And Christy is seconded. I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Motion passes with 3 roll call votes. I also am putting on our approval for a virtual meeting to be approved again, just to close that 30-day gap a bit for us so we don't have to meet as quickly in July. Do I have a motion to approve the virtual meeting resolution?
I'll move to approve that.
Christy, do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. So that will bring us to, what is it, July 27, I think at this point, our 30-day mark. Next on the agenda is, I know we had approved the Ballington budget at our last meeting. I would just need to have it approved at the same meeting as the LCAP. If I could have an approval of the Ballington El Centro preliminary budget, if I can have a first.
A motion to approve, Dixie.
Dixie, is there a second?
I'll second. This is Christy.
Christy, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Dixie?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call votes. Next on the agenda is the approval of the Ballington El Centro LCAP for 2022 to 2023, referencing attachment B. Do I have a motion to approve the LCAP for El Centro 2022 to 2023?
I'll move to approve the LCAP 2022-2023 for El Centro.
I have a first, do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll go for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
And Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 3 roll call vote. You. Last on the agenda, I say on the item, on the agenda is at our last board meeting, we talked about a board meeting calendar. So I tried to put together a draft of one for 2022 to 2023. I tried to keep in mind some of our deadlines, such as the first interim, the second interim, keeping in mind San Bernardino's enormously early deadlines, as well as I also tried to weave in student presentations, and I tried to do it once, at least once a quarter, And then I also, in addition to that, I tried to keep in mind our 30-day requirement, should we want to continue on doing virtual meetings. And I'm not sure at this point how long they'll allow us to do that, but I wanted it to be built in just in case. So I'm wondering if I should do like a first to approve and then a second and then do any discussion, or do we want to talk about it before, or board members, how do you feel?
Yeah, can you put it up screen? I'm sorry, I'm looking, trying to find it.
That's okay. Let me see, Joseph, it is page 137.
Okay. It's just the last page. I should have just scrolled all the way down.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I had to go in there too. I'm like, and I kept their meetings on Tuesdays.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we'll probably, knock on wood, change it throughout the year.
But... yeah. Here's what you think. Oh, can you hear me?
Denise, do you have any thoughts on the calendar?
No. I am at your disposal. When you guys are willing to meet, I'll meet. I try to make myself available unless something comes up at work.
Work, right? Work.
Thank yes. Yes.
Should I go ahead and ask for a first then?
I'll move to approve schedule.
Okay. I do have a first, Christy. Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Dixie.
Dixie, any discussion? Okay. Hearing none, I'll call for the roll call vote. Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with three roll call votes, and with the caveat, of course, subject to change, right? As we go through the year.
Okay.
My goodness. Okay. Well, I think that brings us to I promised a very short board meeting, board members. Thank you. I think that brings us to the end. Any board closing comments?
I don't have any.
Now, I just have one question. Are we continuously looking for new board members? What's the status on that? Just, I don't know if we need to bring that back as an agenda item, maybe, or?
Yes, yes, we should be continuously looking, but I think maybe in July, I can add it to the agenda to put formalization to it. Like, we've got to, we have to really start being active again. You know what I, like?
Yeah.
We got to be intentional about it, probably. And then we just have to be careful that we don't go too big, because then we're going to have that quorum issue again.
Right.
But that's okay. So I will put it on the July meeting for board recruitment. Any additional board closing comments? Okay. Hearing none, then our next meeting, we agreed to be on July 26, 2022 at 5:30. Again, that keeps us right within that 30-day timeline for our resolution. Right, yeah, okay. I had to double check again. But yes, it does. And with that, board members, I want to wish you a very happy 4th of July. Thank you for jumping on board again and adding the additional June meeting. Much, much appreciated. And I'm glad we were able to keep it short, because I know your time is very valuable.
Well, thank you very much, Doreen, for everything you do. I hope you enjoy the holiday weekend. And Mr. Anderson, I especially hope that you get some R&R.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I could just see it, you know, how hard you're really just firing on all cylinders, and can't tell you how much I appreciate it and how hopeful it makes me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. No rest for the weary, I say. Or the wicked. No rest for the wicked, I think. Depends on what side of the camp you come from. So thank you very much. I appreciate you guys, okay? You guys have a good happy fourth too, all right?
Thank you so much. Take care, everyone. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
We're officially ending at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.